I said before that political parties are more than the sum of their policies, that when you're looking at who you should vote for, it's more meaningful to examine what the people are like and what you think they might do under certain sets of circumstances than to try and worry about what's written in a policy document that probably is never going to be particularly relevant or implemented. And I suppose it's an extension of a general presumption I have that political parties are reflections of personality types. In Ireland, Irish, different kinds of Irish personality types. If you were told that a person was a cute whore, if you're told that a person is a kind of a stuffy person, if you're told that they're very pleased with themselves, if you say that they're desperate, if they're rich but guilty about it, you could almost slot those people into the different parties based on just those characterizations alone. So I suppose very briefly today it was just the question of what does it mean to be a party supporter. It seems to me that it's really just a declaration of the kind of person you are, what kind of tribe, I suppose, to use the kind of the sociology term, I suppose, though I'm not an expert in sociology at all, what tribe that you belong to. What kinds of people do you feel represent you and what you do? Taken at face value, of course, that means that Fianna Fáil's domination of Ireland hasn't come to an end unless the country's personality has changed, unless we've profoundly changed who we are. All the voters have decided that they're going to be different kinds of people. I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's much more likely that what we see at the moment is just one of the more extreme versions of letting Fine Gael take a turn. And once they've had their turn, I don't see that they're going to, unless they change dramatically, they're going to be in a very strong position to argue that they should continue for a second go out. The same with the Labour Party. Okay, that's it.